The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Kind of wet, drizzly, but that's okay. It's a good day. It is a good day. And I am grateful that I have the privilege of sitting on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone. 877-BOB-LIVE is my telephone number, 877-262-5483. We're going to thumb through the news today, and we've got some good news to report, some strange news to report, some bizarre news to report, and a little bit of everything sprinkled in between. Let me begin with just some good news. I realize it won't be good news to everyone, but it certainly is to me, and if you are pro-life, this should be good news to you as well. President Trump spoke to Catholic leaders over the weekend to a conference of American pro-life Catholics, and he once again absolutely stood for life. Like him, hate him, he may drive you crazy with some of the things he says and does. But if you are pro-life, here is something that is indisputable. This president is the most pro-life president, certainly, of our lifetime. The only one even close is Ronald Reagan. And so far, Donald Trump has been more pro-life than even Ronald Reagan. And again, that is indisputable. It just is. And once again, he assured Catholic leaders that he will continue to stand for life. Of course, he spoke about Democrats and he spoke the truth. One of the things he said, if Democrats win in the White House, Democrats want abortion and they want it now and they want it to go up to the end of the ninth month and beyond, he said, referring to Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's defense of infanticide last year. Do you remember that? I hope you remember that. Then he went on and, in typical Donald Trump form, said he has acted to protect unborn babies at a level no other president has seen before. According to everybody, I'm just saying what everybody is saying. Well, and that is true. is it wise for the president to pound on his chest and boast? Probably not, but he is speaking the truth. And one of the things he said to the Catholic leaders is that in this next election, whoever the candidate is on the Democrat side, if a Democrat wins the presidency, so many, in fact, most, if not all, of the pro-life progress that has been made under this administration will be turned backwards. And that is just true. And by the way, speaking of the Democrat nominee, we're going to get into the accusations against the president from one of his former staffers. We'll get to that in a little bit, a little later on in the program. And we'll deal with it because the mainstream media is absolutely refusing to deal with it. But let me go out, way, 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 way out on a limb, and let me make a prediction. I don't do this very often, and there is a very good chance that I could be wrong. In fact, maybe, probably I'll be wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say Joe Biden will not be the Democrat nominee for president. I don't believe he will. There's all kinds of scenarios that could unfold, but he is carrying so much baggage. He is making so many mistakes. There are serious questions about his mental capacity, and I don't think those are just things made up by radical Republicans. I think there are serious questions about his mental capacities right now. He continues to get very, very confused. In interviews, he was appeared in a virtual town hall with Hillary Clinton a couple days ago when she announced her support for his presidency. He seemed totally incoherent at times. Then we have the accusation from this woman who was a former staffer that is... that has far, far, far more corroboration than the woman who accused Brett Kavanaugh, far more. And you remember the way the news media and Democrats went crazy over her accusations, even though she had no witnesses. She said she had three witnesses, named them. All three of them said, we don't remember. It didn't happen. She had no witnesses, no corroboration whatsoever, no physical evidence, zero. She had nothing. And yet the Me Too movement went crazy. Democrats went crazy. CNN went crazy. NBC went crazy. This woman has far more evidence, far more, than Christine Blasey Ford ever had against Brett Kavanaugh, and yet completely silent. But I don't think that is going to last. I don't think the silence of the media is going to last. I think the evidence is mounting up so much that they're going to be forced to deal with it. And here's what I think may happen. The leaders of the Democrat Party are going to wait until the convention. They're not going to make any decisions now. Although, you can almost bet that in back rooms right now, there are frantic discussions. And I mean frantic discussions. What are we going to do? Biden can't win. He can't be the candidate. We can't say anything now. We're going to have to wait. Who are we going to... I think they're going to wait until the convention, and then they're going to pull the rug on Biden, or maybe force Biden out himself. Don't know. The candidate will not be Bernie Sanders. You can bank on that. Somebody else is going to be picked. I think if there's a good chance, it will be Governor Cuomo. I think that's a very good chance. And do not rule out Michelle Obama. I don't think as president, but as vice president. Now, my predictions, I am probably wrong, but I'm going to say it right here. I don't believe Joe Biden will actually make it on the ballot in November. I don't think he will. Who will for the Democrats? I don't know. And I really believe that they're going to wait, and at the last possible moment, pull a switch and yank Biden off the ticket, place someone else at the last minute, someone who will not have time to be vetted, someone who will not have time to have baggage dug up about them. And I don't know. That's my prediction. I'll probably be wrong. And if I am, I will openly admit it. But that's my prediction. All right, I've got to take a break. When we come back, an update on an 86-year-old pro-life advocate who was arrested. For what? Well, I'll tell you and I'll give you an update when we return. Yeah, and actually it's good news.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I don't know whether you've ever heard the name Ron Konopasky. Ever heard that name? Ron Konopasky. Well, he's 86 years old, and recently he was arrested in California. Now, if police are going to arrest an 86-year-old, you would think that the charges would be pretty serious. Well, he was arrested because he was violating the stay-at-home order in San Francisco. What was he doing? Well, he was out in front of an abortion facility protesting. Was he approaching people closely? No. Was he getting anybody's face? No. Was he violating the 6-foot social distancing rule? No. Were there other people around that were not arrested? Yes. Because, well, they weren't protesting peacefully outside of an abortion facility. But Ron Konopasky was, and he was arrested and charged with violating the stay-at-home order in San Francisco. Well, here is the good news. Criminal charges have been dismissed. Yeah. Quote, Ron Konopasky, 86, is one of at least a dozen pro-life advocates who were arrested for standing peacefully outside abortion facilities within the past month. Fortunately, the charges have been dropped. On April 2nd, police threatened to arrest the pro-life advocate and cited him with a misdemeanor for breaking a state shelter-in-place order while he was praying outside the Planned Parenthood facility. He was the, now get this, and I'm quoting, he was the first person in San Francisco to receive a coronavirus-related citation. So the stay-at-home order was issued by the state and reinforced by the city of San Francisco. And the very first person arrested was someone praying on a public sidewalk in front of an abortion facility. Well, a wonderful pro-life Christian advocacy organization came to his defense, and a spokesperson, Michael Millen, said, charging Mr. Konopaski with a violation of San Francisco Administrative Code 7.17b was absurd because the charge involved proving that Mr. Konopaski was likely to imperil the lives or property of inhabitants of this city and county. So, again, the good news is the charges have been dropped. When he was interviewed by a local TV station, he said concerning the women going into the clinic, quote, once they get inside, they're only offered one option, and that's an abortion. And so we're outside to give them another choice so that they can keep their baby. The people who are opposing my being there are just using this order as a tool to engage the police to do their dirty work to get rid of me. Wow. 86 years old. On the day that he was arrested, there were four of them at the clinic. They were staying over 6 feet apart, and they were simply praying. Again, good news. The charges have been dropped. And then this weird case. You remember the Arizona couple? The husband died. The woman went to the hospital after drinking aquarium tank cleaner because it has a similar chemical to hydroxychloroquine that President Trump has said he was encouraged about. And by the way, there have been many trials using this with great results. Well, if you'll remember, the husband died. She went to the hospital, and the news media went crazy. Donald Trump murdered someone because he told him to drink it. Well, he didn't. Only a complete idiot would drink aquarium tank cleaner. Well, a murder investigation has been opened for the wife. Evidently, the wife has a long history of spousal abuse of her dead husband. Yeah, police had been called because of her abuse of her husband, and a homicide investigation has now been opened. Neighbors and friends have said he was a very intelligent retired engineer, and he never would have drank aquarium tank cleaner on his own. I wonder if any of the mainstream media will print a retraction, an apology. Don't hold your breath.